Phone Boy Speaks, episode 338, the Nokia Lumia 625. An orange Nokia Lumia 625 arrived at my house today. This is a review unit. The folks at Nokia Connects actually sent it to me. And the back is actually very orange. And it's also bigger and it's a little bit more curved than my Nokia Lumia 520 that I actually purchased on my own. Nokia actually offered me a higher-end handset, but I purposely wanted the 625 because I like the low-end Nokia handsets. They've always been pretty good. And I was pretty impressed with the Lumia 520 that, of course, I purchased. And, you know, and it has a couple of issues. One of which is that it's not an LTE device, which isn't a big deal, but for some people it is. It's also missing a flash in the camera. It's missing a front facing camera for selfies or using Skype or whatever. And I think it's also there's also some issue with maps or something. The 520 only comes with maps for the region that are tied to your SIM card, whereas the higher end ones actually come with global maps. So those are the little differences. And so supposedly, even just going to the 620, you get solutions for all of those things because the handset is a little bit higher end. And I think the suggested retail price is a little bit higher, but not substantially so. So if you can find a 620 or a 625, and you're looking at the 520, then maybe it's the little extra price is worth it. The 625 is a bigger handset. I think it's a 4.7 inch screen. Maybe I'm wrong. It's certainly bigger than my 520, but the pixels, it's 800 by 480, just like the 520. It does make it a little easier to type. It also makes it a little heavier. The other thing I noticed is that the phone does not have a removable battery, unlike the 520, which does have a removable battery, which is a good thing. And I also found it a little bit harder to get the SIM card in and out because the SIM card because it uses I guess it's a micro SIM and a micro SD card. The micro SD card is easy to get in and out because the little socket pops or whatever, but the SIM card not so much. I had to actually I had to get a pair of tweezers to actually pull the SIM card out on mine. And it's also, typical with at least the 520, it took a little bit of practice to get the right angle to actually pop the back case off. But there it is. From a usability standpoint, it's the same as the 520. I think it is easier to type because of the bigger screen. And so I for that reason alone, it might be worth paying the extra $20 or whatever the difference is between the 520 and the 620. Also the 625 in particular has LTE. This device also has LTE, but the version I got is not for the U.S. market, and so the LTE bands are for bands other than mine, although for some reason in my area it's picking up HSDPA or possibly HSDPA Plus, which I don't think it's supposed to do, but I haven't done like a data speed test or anything to see how good it is, but it does seem to work, when I was using it. I think it is definitely a little bit higher end, and this phone I think also has the interchangeable colors on the box that I received with the phone. It has it looks like you can get black, white, lime green, or orange covers for the device, and I guess yellow too. That's another color, the device feels a little bit heavier. I do like the screen a little bit better. It feels a little slicker than the 520. The handset is the retail price on it is a little bit more expensive, and so you get a slightly higher build quality as a result. I still think the 520 is a great handset for the price point, and this is a little bit of a step up from that, and it provides a couple of nice features as a result. And Nokia has always been good with coming out with handsets at a number of different price points, almost to the point of ridiculousness. Now I think that with everything on Windows Phone, they have fewer handsets at different price points. But Now, Microsoft pretty much dictates that all the phones look fairly similar. So there's not like there's too much that different handset makers can do. But anyway, I'm going to be playing with this for the next week or so because I get a limited trial period and then I got to send it back to Nokia. So it is, as I say, I've been playing with Windows Phone the last week on my 520 using it as a real phone. And so that will change when my iPhone 5S arrives tomorrow. And I've certainly been playing with Windows Phone a lot more as a result of having, being between, iPhones or whatever. And so this is, I do like the platform. It does have some limitations. I've discussed them on previous podcasts and on social media before, but it's hard. It's for people that are not technical. It's actually hard for me not to recommend Windows Phone. It does certain things very well. And if you happen to want to do those things, then it's definitely worth taking a look. And as I say, especially at the lower price points, I think that the devices start making a lot more sense. But, people are still tied into the 2-year cell phone contract thing. But anyway, if I have more observations, which I'm sure I will, because I've only had a few hours playing with the device, I'm sure I'll come up with a few more observations. I've taken some pictures. I've done some video and stuff just to sort of see how it does. And I'll post my observations on the social networks as I always do. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.